Denali National Park is expecting far fewer visitors this summer due to the absence of cruise ship passengers, as well as the general downturn in tourism due to the COVID-19 pandemic. It's been uncertain how Alaska's crown jewel attraction would manage access with fewer visitors and staff, as well as pandemic health mandates. But with the start of the season this weekend, a plan is taking shape.
It's going to be a good summer, just a little bit different.
National Park Service Alaska Public Affairs Officer Pete Christian says the agency will gradually phase in services, starting with the opening of a popular campground at the park entrance.
Memorial Day is almost on us, and we're pretty happy to announce that we were able to get the cleaning crews and campground hosts in place that we need in time to open the Riley Creek Campground for the long holiday weekend.
Christian says other Denali campgrounds will open over the following month, with plans for visitor centers still being formulated.
We'll probably figure out a way that there'll be a certain number of people allowed in the building at any one time.
Christian says the park will be operating with half its normal staff, employing a mix of local and outside hires.
So part of that is, you know, bringing them on, getting them quarantined, and then keeping them housed separately so that, the social distancing mandates are maintained.
Denali National Park is primarily accessed along a 90-mile east-west road, with private vehicles restricted beyond mile 15 during the summer season. From there, transport is by bus, and Christian says that will remain the case, but with a modified seating plan.
Like an empty row between parties from different households, kind of zigzagging them across the aisle of the bus. But we're still working all those little details out with the Public Health Service, and there'll be more information. But just know there will be bus service this year as normal. And that'll be starting July 1st.
Christian notes that there will only be about half as many bus trips, but he says the park plans to supplement that with a new travel opportunity.
Commercially guided vehicle tours with a lead vehicle in the front and the remaining vehicles being driven by park visitors in sort of a caravan fashion. We're hoping this will, you know, provide an opportunity to some of the local businesses in the area.
Another departure from the norm in the works is additional road lotteries, in which limited numbers of people will be able to independently drive out the road. Christian says it's an opportunity usually offered once each fall that's being expanded.
We're looking at something that would start in July and go through to September. Details are still being worked out, but it would look something like an every other weekend event with people applying via the reservation system, probably on a first-come, first-served basis. And that would allow people to get out on the road and see everything from the privacy and safety of their own vehicle.
Christian stresses that the additional private vehicle use will be balanced by fewer buses and will not exceed limits within Denali's existing management plan. But not everyone is comfortable with the idea of swapping buses for private vehicles.
The bus system has been in operation since the 70s, when it was determined that private vehicle access had unacceptable consequences to park resources.
Nancy Bale with Denali Citizens Council says the Park Service should not alter the proven transportation system without an environmental review.
If the Park Service is decided to manage for more access in this pandemic time, it should analyze all its potential offerings.
I really think there is a way we can make this work with our given system without having a lot of private cars out there.
Bruce Lee has been a bus driver for over 40 years and maintains buses provide visitors a better park experience.
Because one, you see more because you're up high looking above the brush. You have more eyes watching instead of somebody down low in a car and just one or two or three people. You've got 20 to 40 people along, and they spot so much more.
Lee says he'd like to see the Park Service subsidize bus concessionaire Doyon Aramark, a majority Alaska Native-owned company, to run more buses, even if there aren't enough visitors to support their operation this summer.